Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. That's how it is when King Jesus reigns. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, the Apostle Paul says in Romans 14, but rather the reign of Christ, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. He that in these things serveth God is approved of God, acceptable to God, pleasing to him, and approved of men. You ever think of serving God in righteousness? He gives it. In peace, oh, the peace that Jesus gives. And joy, joy, that comes too from above, doesn't it? Comes from his heart, his reign. The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We sang that song the other night in church. We were reading in our daily readings, and we came to the Christmas story. And I remembered another memory that Brother Gordon Gardner often used to say, it's so unfortunate that that song is only used at Christmas time. When Isaac Watts wrote it, it was to put one of the Psalms into a poetic, you know, to meter. And it was meant for, it was just meant for any time. It was about the kingdom. And we've relegated it to Christmas. And then we used to sing it sometimes in July. Anybody remember that? We did it at home the other other day because we were up to that in our reading through the Bible. We had come to the Christmas story. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth. The Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessing flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. So where is that anyway? You've heard that song before, right, Brother Schneider? Yeah, I thought so. I'm just teasing you. But where is that? Where is far as the curse is found? Where is that anyway? Anybody? He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. As far as the curse is found. Where is that? Everywhere. Did you just say that? Thank you. Oh, well, thank you. Very good. Everywhere. In here. Everywhere. The curse, because of our sin and disobedience, our rebellion against God, our father Adam, it says, he disobeyed and sin entered into the world, and death by sin passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. All humankind, this whole world is under the curse. But who has redeemed us from the curse? Christ has redeemed us from the curse. He has been made a curse for us. And King Jesus, our Savior, has come to make his blessings flow. We talked about his throne being set up in our hearts. Until his throne is set up in our hearts, who's on the throne in our hearts? Sin binds us. Sin rules. waywardness, rebellion, self. Everyone is selfish. And Brother John alluded to that at the beginning of his talk last night. We all naturally serve ourselves. We serve sin and self, and he comes to set us free. There's the good news of the gospel. There's a Savior who's mighty to save and strong to deliver. Publish glad tidings, tidings of peace, tidings of Jesus, redemption and release. The other day I said, I don't know what the Lord has for me to say in a meeting. And the brothers just looked at me and smiled. Say something about Jesus. And that was good. Publish glad tidings, tidings of peace, tidings of Jesus, redemption and release. Praise the Lord. I don't serve sin or self anymore. I don't have to. God's grace abounds. Jesus lives in my heart. And I give him place day by day. Say, Lord, take greater place, greater authority. Reign, rule in my heart without a rival. The Holy Spirit comes to put Jesus on the throne in my heart. Praise the Lord. He rules now as King. And there is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And it's all because of him, not because any of us is anything special. Didn't you say that at the table this morning? There is none righteous, no, not one. No, that's same thing, same idea. But Jesus saying, why are you calling me good? No one's good but God. Remember someone came to question him, and he said, good master, good man. Why are you calling me good? No one's good but God. Now, of course, Jesus is God, and Jesus is good. Good, ultimate good, right? But what he was saying there was, you don't accept me for who I am. So, if I'm not God, no one else is good, you see? No one. And the Bible teaches us there is none righteous. No, not one. But here's a righteousness that God gives us. Heaven's gift, the righteousness of Christ, made known to us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's something you could never have apart from him. You can't. Paul said, I don't want to be found of him or by him, that means, with my own righteousness. It's pretty good, humanly speaking, compared to those around us. Yeah, I was pretty proud of my achievements, and I was doing rather well, but it'll never be good enough. I don't want to be found when he comes with my own righteousness. But there's another righteousness. Hallelujah. And as we were saying, another peace. Not as the world gives, Jesus said. I give my peace to you. I give my peace. And there's another joy, too. It goes way higher and way beyond and way deeper than the happiness of circumstance or the joys that this world can afford. Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost when Jesus reigns. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We love you this morning and pray and praise you. He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. Let us prove your goodness and your greatness and your grace and your glory and your wonder. Hallelujah. The glories of your righteousness, the wonders of your love. Hallelujah. As we look to you today, let us see you, Lord. See you more clearly and love and appreciate you more. Fill all our vision. Oh, Lord, give us a sight of yourself as you gave John when he was in the Spirit. On the Lord's day, he saw you as he had never seen you before. He had seen you in the flesh. He had known you. He had been loved by you, and he had loved you and had a fellowship with you near and dear. But it grew so much better when the Holy Spirit came. Even though he couldn't see you with his natural eyes, he saw you with the eyes of his heart, and he walked in fellowship with you. Light in the Lord. Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus cleansed his heart from all sin, and he had a fellowship that grew better, more precious all the time. And then even though he was exiled, even though he was on the Isle of Patmos, he didn't let it get him down, but he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And when he heard you speak, he turned, and what did he see? But a vision, a glorious vision of the risen, glorified Christ. Lord, you have a sight for us. It might not be exactly the same, but today you want to show us yourself in your word, by your Spirit. Help us to look. Help us to pay loving attention to you today. Help us to give you our heart's affection, attention, and adoration. You work that in me today, Lord, that all day long my heart might be in tune with you and all of us here, Lord. Oh, dear Jesus, oh, blessed fellowship divine, oh, joy supremely sweet, companionship with Jesus here makes life with bliss replete. In union with the purest one, I find my heaven on earth begun. Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy sublime, I've Jesus with me all the time. Let this be our very real experience today, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And now, Lord, we also remember our children that are here at camp, all our campers. Bless them today. Thank you for another lovely day. Give them a very happy time today in your presence, in this place, Lord, as they take advantage of being together and the different things that we have here at camp. We just pray that they'll have lots of fun and a great time today, and make it a special time in that regard, and also in that you touch them, you speak to their hearts through it, through their camp experience, and from your word. I pray that your love shall be so real to them today, your greatness. I pray that they shall recognize that you are a personal Savior and friend, and that your call is and your love are extended to them personally, and that you want to draw them and work in them. Lord, bless them, everyone, today, and let your Spirit move among them and within them. We pray for your great name's sake. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We really should sing the camp theme song, shouldn't we? I know we all want to sing that. 44. 44. Let's stand as we sing.
Called unto holiness, Church of our God, purchase of Jesus, redeemed by his blood, called from the world and its idols to flee, called from the bondage of sin to be. Holiness unto the Lord, as we're marching along. Holiness unto the Lord, sing. Holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord, now and forever. Call unto holiness, children of light, walking with Jesus in garments of white, raiment unsullied, nor tarnished with sin, God's Holy Spirit abiding within. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing and shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. To faith now made plain, not our own righteousness. righteousness, but Christ within, living and reigning and saving from sin. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Called unto holiness, bride of the Lamb, waiting the bridegroom's returning again. Lift up your heads, for the day draweth near, when in his beauty the King shall appear. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever.
Good, let's be seated and sing the chorus again.
Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever.
Hallelujah. So